We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Mi shaloi ra'a simchas beis ha-sheva, anyone who did not get to see the simchas beis ha-sheva, loi ra'a simcha miyamav. He never saw a celebration in his life. This was the ultimate celebration, simchas beis ha-sheva. And the Gemara goes now to explain and show how, what it looked like. The Matz Yomtev HaRishon Shalachag, on the first Matz Yomtev of Matz Yomtev, the first night Chalamoid, Matz Yomtev Rishon, Yordu Lez Noshim, they went down after the carbon of Tomash and Abayim, they came down from the Ezra Azara to the Ez Noshim. The Ez Noshim was 15 steps lower than the Ezra's, the Azara, we call the Azara. But the Azara, the Shari Niknar, and they came out of that door, went down the steps to the Ez Noshim. They make a big tikkun over there. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. They made a big tikkun there on the bottom. Tikkun gadol. Then what was there in the Ez Noshim? There was menorah shel zav hayisham. There was these tall candelabras hayisham. Arba svalim shel zav v'rashayim. And there was four pails of gold on top of this candelabra. But we'll see. It was 50 amas tall. These candelabras, very tall ones. Each candelabra had four ladders going to each seifel, which was on top of these candelabras. So each one had four ladders. And there was four bachrim from the young kahanim, or yideim kadim shalmei ves meluk. They were holding these kadim, these jugs of 120 lug. We'll see in the Gemara, which means really 40 lug, for each one was 40 lug, 120 lug total for each menorah, for each candelabra, a total of 120 lug, which means each kohen was holding 30 lug of shemen, of oil, shematil v'chal seifel v'seifel, they poured into each pail. Had to make the wicks. They took the old pants of the kahanim and from their gartluch, from their belts, and they were made out of flax, and they made from them wicks. Mehema yefkiim, they made wicks. Tosis asks, why don't we count the kasainis? Also, it was also made out of linen. Why don't we count that? And I think Masha asked, why don't you use the mitznefes as well? Uvehem hoyim adlikim, and they used that to light the fire. These candles were 50 amas tall, and they were huge, a lot of oil with these big wicks. There was no place in Yerushalayim, no courtyard in Yerushalayim that didn't get lit up from the Ezra's Noshim of the Beis Hamikdash, these tall menorahs. And Chasidim v'Anshei Maisa, hoyimirakdim lefneihem, the Chasidim v'Anshei Maisa danced in front of the people, in front of the Royim. How they dance? But avukois shalar, with these torches of fire, shvideim, and they used to juggle them. We'll see in the Gemara, they used to juggle them. And they said in front of them, which also the Gemara Daf Nun Gimel will tell you what they said. The Leviim were playing the kinoiris, the harps, like the lyres, and with saltayim, and the thimbles, I think it's called, and the trumpets. Uve kli shir beloy misper and many kli shir, tons of kli shir beloy misper without any count. They couldn't count how many musical instruments they had. Al chomesh esrei milos hayoris mezis yisrael mezis noshim. They all played this music. Where was the band? Where was the bandstand on the 15 steps going from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Noshim? And these 15 steps were keneged chomesh esrei shir hamalos shebetehillim. We know it's 15 shir hamalos. These steps were keneged the 15 shir hamalos. Shaleim leviim oimdim bekli shir. On them, the leviim stand and they play the music. Va'omrim shira and they sing. Va'omdu shnei hakahanim shar elyoin sheyorid mezis sholas noshim sheichaches v'yedem. And at the ready were two kahanim. They were standing by shar niknor, going down from the azara to the ezes noshim, and they had two big trumpets in the hand. Kara HaGever, when the Gever called out, which means either the rooster or means the one whose job was to call out that it's almost time to Lois HaShachar. We had the Gevini Cruz in Yuma, who he was the announcer. When the announcer called out, it's time to get the avoda going, we knew it was time for the get the water for the nisach hamayim. What they do? Taku v'riva taku. They blew shofar. They did a tekiah, threw a tekiah. Then they walked down the steps. The gilu ma'ila asir. They reached the 10th step. Taku v'riva taku. Again, they blew the shofar with a tekiah, teruah, tekiah. Then they came down to the bottom. Taku megiula azara. They reached the ezras nashim. Taku v'riva taku. Again, they blew a tekiah, teruah, tekiah, and they blew it for so long. Until the kahanim who were going out to get the water from the shiloyach, they reached the east door, which means the door of the ezras nashim going out of the Beis HaMikdash. Higiul Shah Yitzim Mizrach. When they reached there, the tekiah stopped. Hafchu Paneim Mizrach Amayim. They turned around. And they faced now the Heichel. Va'amru. Aveseinu Shayimakim Azeh. Our forefathers that were in this place, the end of the first place of Mikdash, like the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Achareyem El Heichel Ofneim Kedma. Their backs were towards the Heichel, and their face were towards the east, away from the Bissim Mikdash, Mishtachim Kedma Shemesh, and they bowed down to the Shemesh, doing Avodah Zarah. Abba Va'anu Va'as L'Kainenu, to Hashem is our eyes. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Hayishoinim Va'imer, they said it twice. Anu L'Ka V'L'Kainenu, we are to Hashem, and to Hashem is our eyes, and we'll see what the Gemara says about that. Akapanim, they said that we're not like our forefathers, we're Anu L'Ka. And the Mashah actually speaks out that it said before, Agil Maila Asiris, you see, in the 15 steps, they broke it up, 10 and 5, it's a remez to Ka. Ka is Yud and He, so it's a remez to that Ka. They split them up, yeah, to show the 10 and the 5. Akapanim, that is our Mishnah. Zog to Gemara, Tanar Bala, Misha loy ra'a simcha v'sheva, loy ra'a simcha v'yamav. Anyone who did not see the simcha of the Beis HaShoeva never saw a celebration in their life. And let's do a few Misha loy ra'as. Mishloi ra Yishlaim b'safarta. Anyone did not see Yishlaim in its splendor. Loi ra krach nechmam ba'ilam. He never saw a beautiful city in his life. Mishloi ra beis hamikdash b'minyana. Anyone did not see beis hamikdash when it was in its glory. Loi ra binyan b'fuim ba'ilam. He never saw a beautiful building in his life. Mahi, what was the beauty of this building of the beis hamikdash? Amar Bar Tirmachista said binyan hordas. Which building was it? It was the binyan of hordas, which means at the end of the second beis hamikdash, hordas was the king, and he renovated the beis hamikdash, and he made it very nice. For my banye, what did he build it with that made it so special? Omar Rava, or Omar Rava, Ba'avne Shesha Amirma. He built it with a certain type of stone. It was a colored stone, like a green stone, with Mirmara, which is a white marble. That's Rava's pshat. Ikedamri, Ba'avne Shesha Kuchla, it was a blue marble, Mirmara, and white marble. Apik shofa v'ayal shofa. The stone went in and out. Kehechel kabel seed. In order that it should be able to hold the cement well and shouldn't drip out, the stones went in, out, and out. Shofa l'mishiv dehava. He wanted afterwards coated in gold. And the Chazal said, no, don't do that. Om l'rabbanan shafki, leave it. The hokish shafat fe looks beautiful. The mischazik ha'dusha d'yama. It looks like the gali ayam, Rashi says. It looks like the waves of the ocean, because stones were different in their color, and they went in and out. So when the eyes looked at it, they played games on your eyes, and it looked like they were moving. It looked like it was moving like the waves. That's how beautiful the building was. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mishali Ra, the Yuflustun Shalach Sandria Shamitraim. If you didn't see this, there was the place where they davened the Mitraim. There was this beautiful building that was like the building where all the Sarim were, all the Chashuva people were. Le'ra b'kvayim shal Yisrael. They never saw the covered of Klal Yisrael. Amru, they said, what does it look like? Remember, Silki G'day L'Haysa, it was like this big palace, that's a Silki, a big building, big palace. Haysa, stav l'fnim stav, and there was benches, bleachers in it, one in front of the other one. Pa'am shahayu ba, Shisha Riva. Sometimes there were 1.2 million people there. Keflayim Kiyotz Mitzrayim. Double of the Kiyotz Mitzrayim. That's how many people daven there sometimes. Ayin Aleph Katu Doyesh Ozov. And in front, there were 71 gold cheers. Keneged Ayin Aleph Shisha Gedela. Keneged the 71 Sanhedrin. And everyone, they put in the Gadol Gedela Madar sat there. They had a key like something similar to the Sanhedrin there. They had 71 Zakanim. They made a Sanhedrin, like Rashi says. The Goyim takes out the word rivoy. They were each cheer was so heavy it was 21 kikers up. And in the middle of this whole shul was a bima of wood, which means a stage, a wood stage. And the chazan ha-knesses, which Rashi says means the shamish stood there. And he had these handkerchiefs in his hand. And since there was 1.2 million, they couldn't hear the chazan. When he reached the Amen, the chazan, the shamish, made of besuda, he waved his handkerchief. And everyone answered Amen. Now this Gemara, this is a big tumult, because the Gemara says in Brachas, Ein oinim loy omen chatufa, and loy omen yisayma. What does Amen yisayma mean? Rashi says, you didn't hear the Bracha. So the question is, how can you answer Amen without hearing the Bracha? So there's two main truths in the Rishayim. Rashi's teretz in Brachas is that if you know, the only time it's called Amen yisayma is, if you answer Amen and you didn't hear the Bracha, you don't know what the Bracha is. But if you know what the bracha is, even if you don't hear it, you could answer Amen. Mashenkin, Taisvis over here, and the Rebbe Yoina, and others answer, no, that depends. If it's a bracha that you have to hear to be Yaitza with it, so if you can't answer Amen, even if you know what the bracha is. Mashenkin, there we're talking about the bracha, you didn't have to be Yaitza with it. It wasn't bracha, you had to be Yaitza. This example gives Kriya Sefer Torah. You weren't being Yaitza with the bracha. You just want to answer Amen. That is fine as long as you know what the bracha is. And in Shulchan Aruch, both days are brought down. And Pashas, we hold that you can't make Amen, even if you know what the bracha is, unless you actually hear the bracha. If it's a chiyuv diga bracha, you can't answer Amen unless you hear actually the bracha. But look at Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Chav Dalad, Sif Ches, we're there. We discussed it. If I have it here, I could read the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Chav Dalad. It says, Lo yana amen chatufa. That means a quick one. I will skip to this part. So it says, Lo yana amen yisoyma. That means, Chayiv v'bracha achas. He's chayiv v'bracha. V'shatz v'varacha yisoyma. And shatz makes the bracha. For example, let's say, Shaifer. V'zein yisoyma. He doesn't hear the bracha. Abish yidei is a bracha v'varacha shatz. He knows he's making a bracha on Shaifer. Ma'achash lo yishoma. He didn't hear it. Lo yana achrav amen. Da'av amen yisoyma. And Zokter Ramah Hagav, Yesh Machmirim, Nafilo, Einim Achayev Beis Bracha, even Achayev that Bracha, Loyana Meinim, any day Beis Bracha Kay, you don't always Bracha Kay Yashatz. There's that Nami Mikra Amen Yasayma, that's the Rashi's Pshat. So, like upon him, both are brought down in La Halacha, and Lamai said that you definitely cannot be Yoitz of the Bracha if you don't hear the Bracha. Back to our Gemara, Lo Yoishvim Maravim, all the people do not sit mixed up. That means everyone's, all the professionals, they sat together with their own profession. El Zahav Bnei Atzmam, the goldsmith, was one group. Uksav Bnei Atzmam, we'll see why in a second. Not because of any Sinas Chinam here, we'll see why. El Zahav Bnei Atzmam, the goldsmith sat together. The Uksav Bnei Atzmam, the silversmith sat together. Unafach Bnei Atzmam, the blacksmith sat together. The Tarsim Bnei Atzmam, those are the coppersmiths together. The Gardiim Bnei Atzmam, those are the tailors they sat. And why? Because only Nichnasham. If Ani walked in, he was a poor tailor or a poor silversmith. He went to his section, Benifnilsham, and he did B to B. Benifnilsham, Umisham, he networked over there. This is all his people of his omnus were there. Umisham, Panasasa, Panasa, Chabese. The reason why he did this is to increase the Panasa. They networked with their peers, with their people. They did the same halacha as, and therefore they hung out there. Omar Abaya, this huge community of Klal Yisrael that lived there through the second Beis Hamikdash, after the second Beis Hamikdash, they were all killed out. Omar Abaya, v'kulu katlinu v'achsandrus meikten. They were all killed by achsandrus meikten. And every single achron here, mamish from the Goyim to the Mitzvah Eisen, they all ask that achsandrus meikten, which is Alexander the Great, he lived in the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash. So it can't be he's the one who killed them out. So the Goyim over here is Gairus, achsandrus torchinus, Torchinus, his name is, and everyone takes the word Mikdon. It was a different Alexander who killed them out. This is in the city of Alexandria. He killed them out after the second Beis Hamikdash. My time in Shu, why they get an Einish? Mishum the Avri Haikra, the Oiver on this pasuk. It says about Mitzrayim, Lo Yisosifun Loshu V'derech Hazeh Oid. You shouldn't go back to Mitzrayim, V'inu Hadar, and they went back. And therefore, that alone was a taina on them that they went to Mitzrayim, and because of that, they got this terrible oinish that they got all killed out. And this is a big sugya, exactly going back. We're not going to get into it. Going back to Mitzrayim, you're allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. It's a big shayla if you're allowed to go back. They went back there to live. a huge community, and that was a taina on them, and therefore, I'll read you the Rambam's lashon about this, if we have it. The Rambam is in Perek Hey Halacha Zayin. It says, "Umut lishka mechol olam. You let live in the whole world. Chutz meretz Mitzrayim. Minayama gadol v'aramayev arameyas parasa arameyas parasa. Kneged eretz kush. Kneged hamidbar. Kol osis Joshua. You can't live there." That's what it says in the Rambam. The Rambam himself lived there. That was the problem. The Rambam is a sign that he's a sign in his own letters, as Yidua, that that he was a chayta. But there are different pshatim. One of the pshatim, you're not going there to stay. It's only when you're going there to live. You're just going passing through. The Kubi is not a problem. The Kubi, the Rambam held that he was not staying there. He was just going passing through. But there's a lot more terutzim on this. There's a svarim written on this. Not for now. Akapanim, that was the oinish. Ki also, Ashachinu davakar b'sifr. Now, when Alexander came to fight, to come to destroy them, he heard them laning. Davakar b'sifr, they were learning, they were laning Parashas Kisava. And in Parashas Kisava, it says, Yisa Hashem Alecha Goy Mirachoik. Hashem will bring a nation from far. Mekseh Arz, Kashiyira Hanesher, Kashiyida Hanesher, Goy Ashleishim Al Shoyne. They're flying like an eagle. So Omar, he hears me reading this passage. He says, Mechtiah, who Gavra, means himself. Boy Lemesi, Sinos Basar Yemi. I planned this trip. I was like, I thought it would take me 10 days. Dali Zika, but had a major wind. But also Sinos Bachamisha Yemi, I got it in 5 days, like an eagle. So he said, Mam, it's Pasharat the Maisa. I see in the passage. I walk in there reading this passage. It sounds like me. Not for Laya Vikathlinu. He went and killed them, and he said, wow, this is it. He felt this was his mission. Avad, he couldn't kill them anyway, but he got a major chizik from this, and he came and killed them because of this. Dr. Gemara Vaita. The Motzei Yom Tov. We'll make a little haskalah next Gemara. It said, Motzei Yom Tov, they went into Ezra's Noshin, and they made a tikkun gadol. What's a tikkun gadol they do? Dr. Gemara. My thing, God. The walls of the Ezra's Noshim were smooth by the beginning. It used to be smooth. It means there was nothing. There was no bleachers in the Ezra's Noshim. And Lamaisa, they put around it these pegs, and they put on top of the boards. And they made a balcony. The ladies were sitting on top balcony, and the men on the bottom. That was the tikkun gadol they made. It's a big shaila. How they make this on Chol HaMoed? It's how they made it then. Tikkun gadol made it. So it sounds like from here, you're allowed to make a mechitza on Chol HaMoed. Tana Rabbanon. Bereshoino Yinoshim Mefnim Anoshim Mechutz. By the beginning, the Noshim were in the inside and the Anoshim on the outside. Why? The Chassid David says because there were so many men, there's no room in the Noshim for the ladies. So the Chassid Vanchi Maisa danced in the middle. Around the perimeter of the Noshim, inside were the Noshim, were the ladies. And then outside were the men because they needed much more room. And they watched through the openings of the, through the openings, they watched the whole Maisa, the whole Sikh Vesheva. Well, you bought them the Kalas Rosh. Come to the Kalas Rosh because they had, if they want to go in, they went through the Noshim. The Noshim were in between the men, the two men that came to Kalas Rosh. Hiskinu, the Masaka, the opposite. Noshim, Yoshim, Mechutz, Noshim, Fnim. That the Noshim were on the outside, and Noshim, the men were on the inside. But died they bought the Kalas Rosh. They're still coming to mixing to Taruvais because there was no separation between them. Hiskinu, the Masaka, and Shiu, Noshim, Yoshim, Shemaila, and Noshim, Almata. So they made a takana that the Noshim will sit on top in the balcony, and the ladies ladies will sit on top, and the men on the bottom, and therefore they'll stop the taruvas. And in Meretz Hashem, in the next year, we will go weiter and explain, and maybe say over to Ramosh about mechitzas that comes from this Gemara. Like upon the main thing in Gadol, that Noshim were on top, and the men were on the bottom.